This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Governor Polis has vetoed a bill critics say would hurt the public's ability to access government records. KUNC Scott Franz reports the veto has teed up a rare clash with lawmakers over transparency rules.
The measure would give governments more time to respond to records requests from everyone except journalists. Polis says he wants to nix it because nobody should get preferential treatment. Bill sponsor Kathy Kipp of Fort Collins says she wants the legislature to override the veto.
We're not trying to be unfair or create hurdles. We're trying to make it easier for those records custodians and give them a little bit more breathing room.
Transparency advocates say records have already become harder to get in Colorado because of rising fees. Jeff Roberts leads the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition.
So until we do something about the fees, I think we don't want to add additional barriers for the public.
The bill would have to pass again with two-thirds support in both the House and Senate to become law. Reporting for KUNC and the Colorado Capital News Alliance, I'm Scott Franz.
President Trump's trade war is roiling the auto market. Car sales in Colorado are up more than 10% from last year as people try to get ahead of price increases from tariffs. Matthew Graves is the head of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association.
The last week of March was a really, really good week for moving cars.
The cars people are buying now were mostly stockpiled before the tariffs hit. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.